There's no doubt that we all need to be sure that if we want our health information to be kept private, it must be. But some would argue that the whole issue of privacy has been taken too far, denying health researchers and planners the kind of information they need to deliver the right care at the right time and at the right price to the community. And while that information doesn't need to breach privacy, according to a leading public health researcher, it is being kept away from those who need it most. Associate Professor John Glover is Director of the Public Health Information Development Unit at the University of Adelaide. This unit provides a unique database providing statistics down to the local area level.
It is the only database that is a national database showing health status, health service use, health inequality. It's the only database that shows population health right across the country. And so
if you're planning health services, in theory it helps you to target what's needed where.
Yes, because it shows information by where people live. It's not about where the providers are or the services are provided. It's about where people live, and it might show premature mortality, or it could show the extent of participation of women in cervical screening or of bowel screening and the outcomes of bowel screening. So, for instance, in Victoria, you can look at, in Melbourne, the suburbs in which people come from who are participating in cervical screening, and you can see the where the level of participation is low, and compare that with the birthplace of people from the census data or the different age groups and see who's perhaps not participating, and it helps to design better interventions.
So you pull data from lots of different sources to get at the problem in as fine a detail as you possibly can.
Yes.
But of course the big money is spent in providing healthcare, both at general practice and hospital level. And what I understand you are denied is the health service data at that sort of level, whether it be Medicare item numbers, the sort of stuff that can really tell you what's happening in terms of healthcare.
Yes, we've struggled in recent years to get Medicare data, information on the number of people going from one of these small areas, which might have 15,000 people in it, going to the GP for a 45-year-old health check or a 75-year-old, an older person's health check, or just going for a services being provided under the better mental health plans. We've had this in the past.
So in other words,
it's never been a problem of confidentiality or release data, but more recently it's been seen that this could be releasing confidential information.
So you've had it in the past and the door has shut on you?
Yes, we've had been publishing these data nationally since 1992, and it's just in recent years, despite the fact that it was a Labor government where the Prime Minister, I believe, stood in the Parliament House and told public service heads that he wanted evidence-based policy. Under that government, we were denied access to these Medicare data, which we've been published since 1992. And again,
which, of course, marries the need of people to whether or not they're getting the service.
Yes.
So how much of a risk are our personal data if the government were to release the medical benefits schedule usage in a given suburb in Adelaide or Melbourne or Sydney?
The areas are fairly large, and the Commonwealth can run an algorithm over the data to make sure...
By an algorithm, you mean just a mathematical formula?
A mathematical formula, yes. So that if, for instance, one general practitioner is providing all of the services to a person in a town, you just wouldn't release those data because you'd be giving away the business of the
GP. Or there's a way to mask
it. But that's very unlikely to happen anyway. But they can run these formulas to check that. And even the Productivity Commission recently called for better use of health, education, welfare data to help cut the costs and of provision of these services in the future, because they are aware that many of these data sets are not available to the public.
So the fear of privacy breaches is actually limiting efficient health planning?
Yes, and we've got to be sure that privacy is protected, but I believe that it can. And I understand that the Department of Health are addressing this again to come up with an approach that will enable the balance of privacy against the use of these data to make better use of the data to improve the health of Australians. And I'm sure it can be done, and I urge them to
Well, obviously it was done for many years. I mean, did you ever have a privacy breach in all the years you were dealing with this data?
No. We must have published about 10 or 12 separate years of data over those many years, and nothing was ever raised as being a privacy issue, whether by GPs or by people in the community.
So your allegation, in a sense, is, and in fact, well, it's not yours, the Productivity Commission, I think, said it itself, is that the benefits far outweigh the small risks of a privacy breach, if indeed there are any risks at all.
That's right, and those risks can certainly be covered off, yes.
So if you were to get that local area usage of general practice and maybe even emergency departments and hospitals as well, because you don't have access to that either at the moment.
We hope to get that, although it's somewhat limited just to the totals without understanding why people are there. But that one is, I think, a set of data set we hope to get in the short term.
From state governments?
Yes.
So if you could, you could start to actually identify what you need to put where, what's happening, advise local GPs what they might be doing more of for what sort of people, that sort of thing.
Yes, we can do that, and it not only helps the general community and departments of health, but it helps the Medicare locals who are addressing issues about the population in their areas.
And to remind people what a Medicare local is, because most people don't know, it's nothing to do with Medicare. It's essentially a regional organisation that looks after general practice and other healthcare in the community for a geographic area.
Yes, and they are really... They've got a lot of information about their population. They know about the proportion and the rates of women going for screening, for the National Breast Bowel Cancer Screening Program. They know premature death rates, but they haven't got the Medicare data within their area. They know the total number of services provided, but they can't tell.
So they're being asked to do the job with one arm tied behind their back.
Yes, because there's huge variations within a Medicare local, because there's only 60 or so of those around the whole country. So they're quite large areas and there's variation within them.
So they're being told to perform and improve community health, but they're not allowed to get data about what's happening in Wynnum or Randwick.
That's right. Variation is huge within these areas, and they need to know at that local area level more about the performance, about who's got a need for particular sorts of primary care so that they can better address the health.
So somebody's listening to this who is a bit nervous about their data. What have you got to say to them about the government where to release Medicare data by postcode, for example?
Well, all of the agencies have rules about that they won't release data for areas in which there's fewer than, say, 300 people or maybe 1,000. We can set those rules. We also don't release the number of services if there's fewer than 5 or 10 services in an area. So, again, it's getting down to the point where it's just very hard to understand and pick out, very hard to identify any individual that's related to a service. And the Medicare items are so broad, the closest you get to anything would be someone going into a social worker for a mental health care intervention from an area of 10 or 15,000 people. Very difficult to say that that's Mrs. So-and-so down the street. In fact, impossible as far as I'm concerned.
So what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see the Commonwealth look more closely and actually make a move and identify a set of policies and procedures and protocols for releasing data and get the data out there at some level of small area under the rules that they set so that we can move on and not just get data for these 60 areas across Australia, but we can, as we've had in the past, get data for smaller areas which can be used to inform practitioners about the health of the people in their community.
Because if you're talking about efficiency and more bang for the taxpayer's dollar, which the current government is, any government is, hard to see how you can do it without that kind of data.
That's right. And the Productivity Commission itself back in October in their report addressed this issue and pointed out the growing costs that we're facing. And it made a point that, you know, this is one area of it's saving in that it could use data to better address the health issues in Australia.
Associate Professor John Glover is Director of the Public Health Information Development Unit at the University of Adelaide. I asked the Commonwealth Department of Health for a response. They acknowledged that this was a decision made under the Labor administration and the department is re-examining their policy on releasing data down to statistical local areas.